Talking today with Richard Gephardt, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. NCBA, Cattle Industry Convention 2015 upon us. San Antonio, a lot of folks are going to be heading to San Antonio. This is all a well-attended location for NCBA. What are some things that you think cattle producers are going to be talking about this coming week?
Oh, Ron, you and I have both been in convention several times. Every time I walk in, I want to talk about first the trade show. Just the ability to walk into a trade show and see all the new products and everything. It's still kind of, to me, like Christmas. I mean, it's just great. I mean, and Marvin's done a great job. I think he's got the largest trade show ever. If for no other reason, they've got to come down there. But, you know, the real purpose of that thing is for the checkoff committees to check and see how the money that they appropriated or gave out to the contractors back in October, to get an in-process review on where they are on those contracts and everything. And on the policy side, I would tell you one of the most important things that was going to happen is I think this effort for a national increase in the federal checkoff dollar. There is a draft memorandum of understanding out there, and the NCBA's policy board, directors will be asked to approve that. I mean, I'm really excited about this. I think this will be a threshold event in this effort.
And that would provide that second dollar, potentially, if everything should work out.
Well, that's exactly right. But just like the first time, I mean, there's not a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington or even a bunch of elitist cattlemen that are going to decide this. This thing will go to Congress. The law will get changed, and it will come back to the producers for a referendum just like we did in 1985. This is an opportunity for cattlemen to decide how they want their program to look.
You obviously OCA, one of the groups that was working at the state level this last year to get legislation that would authorize the potential of a state checkoff on top of the federal checkoff. Where do we stand on that?
Well, Ron, you're exactly right. We were frustrated to some degree here in Oklahoma at the speed of the process of the federal initiative going on. And I still, when I talk to cattle producers out there in the state, there is still interest for a state checkoff. There are pros and cons to each one and everything. Here's the real bottom line. I think it's imperative that we get more resources into the checkoff program, regardless of whether it's a state or a federal program. I mean, you and I even heard the Secretary of Agriculture say that to us a couple days ago.
Let's talk about something that was a big topic of conversation a year ago at the NCBA Cattle Industry Convention. It's still very much a topic, waters of the U.S., the WOTUS proposal. We're past the comment period, but now we're at a point where Ms. McCartney has to decide exactly what she's going to do with all those comments and what sort of a rule she may put out.
Yeah, Ron, you and I have talked about this topic on several occasions. Like you said, the comment period's closed. The last time I heard, there were 4 million comments. I can't tell you how many of them are for and how many are against. We just can't make an assumption that all 4 million of them are opposed to it, like cattle producers in Oklahoma probably are. You know, the good news, if you think back to, there was a rule published with that proposed rule called the interpretive rule, which said NRCS needs for us to achieve an exception to have to have permits to put our cattle on the ground. That if we followed these 48 or 50 conservation practices, whatever it was, we would fall underneath the safe harbor of normal farming and ranching practices. Congress convinced the administration to withdraw that rule, the interpretive rule. The threat's still with us. As you indicated, the EPA administrator has got to decide what she's wanna do with it. I was very pleased to see Senator Inhofe come back in and will be the chair of the Public Works Committee.
Because of that, I mean, there is hope that maybe there could be some sort of prescription from Congress to deal with this, right?
I agree. I think Senator Inhofe will do us a great favor and put great pressure on the administration to not publish this rule.
You know, it's kind of an associated area. It's over in the Fish and Wildlife purview, and that's endangered species. Seems like we're getting more and more of that kind of stuff that's being, you know, out there over our heads.
Oh, I agree. And the problem with the Endangered Species Act is so many parties will petition for things to be in there. It's probably the next big battleground if it's not here with us already. Mm-hmm. It will be the next battleground that people will use to beat us, our heads over the shoulder with us. You know, there was, I don't know if you know about it, but there was a lawsuit, a court ruling out, I believe it was in Washington a couple of weeks ago, that's talking about solid waste. I'm more than happy to talk a little bit to you about that one.
Let's talk about it.
You know, this is, and forgive me for not knowing the legal side to it, even though I'm a lawyer scumbag. I don't know that one. but I got to tell you that when I read the case, it's as concerning to me as the waters of the United States. Because when I interpret the case says that a farmer or ranchers will have to establish through a soil test. We already do this in Oklahoma. I do this when I spread chicken litter and say how much nitrogen or nutrients can go on that piece of land to get the grass that I want. Anything else that I put on that ground above and beyond those recommendations is going to be considered pollution. That's huge. That is just huge. It's another way for the government to get to regulate the land.
You know, that can be kind of a floating number as far as an arbitrary number of what that the right or the correct amount is.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, Ron. I mean, it's going to be based on the amount of water that goes into there. You know, I mean, you can put fertilizer down. If there's no water, I'm not going to get the grass grow. I think this is, I mean, it's breaking news, and I think it's a threat. Especially to dairy guys, and even another one to feedlots and stuff. This will be a huge deal, I think.
Bring it back around to one other regulatory issue that there's some hope that maybe some common sense will prevail, and that is the nutrition guidelines that that are out there. I know that Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack has indicated that he's hoping that at least the agency, USDA, will be able to work with some other federal bureaucrats in trying to bring some common sense in.
You know, again, this goes back to I was really pleased when the secretary came down to Oklahoma to celebrate the annual or the first anniversary of the Farm Bill and everything. It was great to have him here. It was great to see Congressman Lucas. My hat's off to both of them. I think they do a super job up there. I was really, really pleased with what the secretary said about the dietary guidelines. You know, we got the last question in. It was the only livestock question out there. And we asked him to comment on the dietary guidelines. What I heard him say, and I'd be interested in what you heard him say, is number one, those guidelines, when first of all, it's the HSS secretary's job to head up that deal as opposed to the USDA. And the second thing I heard him say is we've got to keep in mind coming out of that committee, those are recommendations. I was really pleased to hear him use that language, that it's recommendation, that it's not a decision, it's just recommendations. The second point that he made, which was more of a personal point, was he was talking about his own personal health. And he was talking about how he's lost some weight. I thought it was a very entertaining deal joke about the State of the Union address when the president talked to him about him losing his weight. And he said, or what I heard him say, was he questioned some of the science that the dietary guideline has been based on. And then I was also happy to see Congressman Frank Lucas turn to us, the crowd, and say, yes, and there are people in Congress that have the same concerns. And I think it's still going to be a really, really tough battle. But I think both of them agreed with my assertion that there has to – I can't imagine that beef will not be on the consumer's plate when those dietary guidelines come out. And I think both those gentlemen affirmed that position or supposition as much as they could. I was really pleased with what they said.
President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Richard Gephardt, previewing some of the things that will be talked about this week in San Antonio, Texas, Cattle Industry Convention 2015. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.